In Western Australia, this is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 24th of May 2020. Today's News West is the Club Focus Edition, and we've invited local amateur radio clubs to provide items on what they are getting up to on the amateur radio club scene here in Western Australia as we emerge from the pandemic restrictions that we've been wearing for the last couple of months. There are items from clubs telling us what they're up to, including some reminders from RASA about the various projects that they've initiated. There's a bit more information about the VK Shires contest that's coming up soon, and Roy's Helpline completes the lineup. So many clubs, groups and businesses had to stop what they were doing and wait out the isolation period due to the COVID-19 pandemic emergency provisions. How was your club affected? Welcome to Club Focus, and today we'll talk about the path to recovery. Firstly, and I'm no medical or public health expert, in spite of the tremendous success in our state and in the country in general, we'd be excused for thinking it's all over. However, according to those in the business of knowing, the fat lady hasn't sung yet. Meanwhile, businesses, clubs and groups had to suddenly stop doing what they did every day, every week or every month. It was a difficult decision to stop. However, the choice wasn't really ours. Some businesses will struggle to recover, and we should all support them where we can. But I want to talk about clubs. How was your club impacted by the pause? I guess in amateur radio we're a bit lucky because most of what we do in our hobby happens at home, in our shacks, and some of us get together in clubs to do stuff together. That's how we usually work. With the current limit of 20 people meeting together, most of our clubs can resume now, and some probably already have. I notice there's a bit of a lag when it comes to venues not being available. Where we rent the space, the bodies that manage the venues are taking more time to work out new terms and conditions of use, and we may have to wait a bit longer. A group that I'm involved with, not amateur radio, is still in hiatus, because of uncertainty about the venue, and because our weekly gatherings are more than 20 people. We did, however, hold a committee meeting to determine how the group will proceed once our weekly meetings can resume. And that, folks, is where your club should be up to right now, working out how you're going to pick up where you left off, and what it is that you can resume, and what can be left until later. I'm Bob VK6POP.
WA Amateur Radio News, or WAARN, is the amateur radio club that produces News West every week. As much as we can, we stick to amateur radio related topics, and also as much as we can, we try to maintain relevance to West Australian amateurs. We're always on the lookout for News West contributors, albeit some who'd like to make occasional contributions, or others willing to have a go at recording items every week. And would really like to get a hold of people who can write news items. Give us a yell to find out a bit more about being a WARN news reporter. You don't need to be a technical whiz to record stuff these days, unless, of course, you want to be. You can get a reasonable result even with a smartphone. And Audacity is a free software for all platforms, and a simple headset gets quite good results. So what else does WARN do? We do activities like contests, special activations, and a whole lot more. And of course, we run events like the Perth Tech. But as everyone else has had to do, we've had to put the Perth Tech on a back burner for now. We've just had word that the Perth Tech venue we use will be reopening sometime soon, and the council is sorting out the conditions of use, and of course, will be governed by the size of gatherings allowed. When we are able, we will reschedule Perth Tech. Springtime is sounding good. New members are welcome at WA Amateur Radio News. Whether you want to become involved in organising and running Perth Tech and similar activities, or perform a committee task, join the News West team, or just be an ordinary member as a show of support, give us a shout. Secretary at vk6.net is the email address to use. That is vk6.net. 73s.
The Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6CSW. Being a radio old-timer has nothing to do with your age, but has everything to do with how long you've been qualified to hold an amateur radio license. These days it's possible for a teenager to become an associate old-timer, but you would need to be nearer 40 years of age to become a fully qualified old-timer. Why will be explained later. How did the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia, the RAOTC, come about, and how can you become a member? Back in 1974, during a QSO, it was suggested to the founder of the RAOTC, the late Bob Cunningham, VK3ML, that there should be some sort of old timers club in Australia which would allow amateurs to belong to a common cause that would unite hams who have talked to one another for years. Subsequently, 70 amateurs attended a dinner in Melbourne in 1975, and the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia was inaugurated, closely modelled on the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Association of the United Kingdom, formed many years earlier. The objective of both clubs is to maintain the interest and original pioneer spirit of amateur radio, honour the history and heritage of our hobby, and encourage good fellowship amongst all radio amateurs. In Australia, membership is available to any person who has held or been qualified to hold an amateur licence for a minimum of 10 years, which now includes F-calls. As mentioned earlier, there are often misconceptions about the term old-timer. An amateur radio old-timer is defined solely by the length of time that you've held or been qualified to hold an amateur radio license. It has nothing to do with your age. To become a full member of the RAOTC, you must have held or been qualified to hold an amateur license for at least 25 years. Associate members must have had similar qualifications for a minimum of 10 years. Thus, some F-calls are now eligible to join, and we do indeed have several F-call RAOTC members. The essential difference between an associate member and a full member is that the associate member does not have full voting rights. Since there's now no minimum age to hold an F-call, it's quite possible for a teenaged amateur to be an associate old-timer. Although the RAOTC currently has some 500 members Australia-wide, the nucleus of the club remains where it started. At present, all office bearers reside in VK3, and regular committee meetings, as well as the annual general meeting, are held in Melbourne. However, with the internet and teleconferencing, there's no reason why members from other states should not hold office should they offer to stand for election. In Western Australia, members hold an informal lunchtime meeting at the Bayswater Hotel, Bayswater, on the second Tuesday of each month, except for January. Twice yearly, in March and September, the club publishes its journal, Old Timer News, 64 pages long and full of radio-orientated stories of today and yesteryear. The content is supplied entirely by members, and is widely considered one of the best and most interesting club magazines in Australia. On the first Monday of each month, except for January, a half-hour bulletin of the latest club news, together with items pertinent to the history of radio or of general interest, is transmitted on many different frequencies and times, covering most of Australia. Full details are to be found at the club website. For those unable to tune in at these times, the audio file can be downloaded from the club website as from that Monday morning, and all amateurs and shortwave listeners, whether or not they're club members, are cordially invited to listen in and to join in the callbacks which follow. If you'd like further information about the RAOTC, including a downloadable application form to join, please have a look at our website, which can be found at www.raotc.org.au. www.raotc.org.au. 7-3 from Clive, VK6 CSW.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6 linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from VK6 ARN.
This is Steve, VK6SJ, Publicity Officer for the Northern Corridor Radio Group. Well, while we are in the middle of this coronavirus lockdown, you would think that, like clubs in other types of hobbies, everything stops and everyone goes into hibernation. At NCRG, I think everything has gone up a notch. A bunch of members pulled together and did a bulk purchase of nano VNO antenna analysers, which they are now getting to play with. It's good for 1.5 gigahertz, has a 4-inch screen, and was hugely good value for well under $100 each. The annual May storm managed to eat one of our rotators. Unfortunately, the one driving the step IR used by the remote station. It's now a very expensive rattle and due for replacement. Since the lockdown started, the club has been running a weekly lockdown net on VK6RNC on 2 metres, and this has been very popular. While many of our members have been locked away at home, there's been a lot of little projects being carried out by various members and groups of members. Keith, Larry and Dean continue to plug away at the EME project. Andrew, Wayne and Alex have been playing with an N-fed dipole for 160 to 20 metres. Wayne continues to build a really functional solid-state power amplifier that he just keeps adding features to. Matt and Dean started a conversation on the new 23-centimetre repeater that will probably come to fruition in the next month or two with parts donated by various members of the club. Hamfest is now set for the 15th of November and planning is now in progress. More on this in the coming months. While we aren't doing face-to-face events yet, we're still having our meetings on the fourth Tuesday evening of each month via Zoom. It's like video on 2 metres, but over the internet. If anyone wants to attend a meeting, email the club for an invitation to the meeting.
Last week, in the national news, a Wireless Institute director announced that the already well overdue March-April amateur radio magazine has been delayed because it was stuck in, and I quote, a COVID-19 vortex, and that an amended version would be released by the end of May. Has your copy arrived yet? The end of May approaches. From the Cambridge Dictionary, one of the two definitions of a vortex is a dangerous or bad situation in which you become more and more involved and from which you cannot escape. Bearing in mind that the May and June edition of the Amateur Radio magazine is also overdue, I wonder how our Wireless Institute of Australia is going to catch up. I also wonder why the WIA hasn't bothered to formally advise its members of the problems it's experiencing in getting the magazine out. It appears that no emails have been sent to members advising of the situation, just a brief paragraph on the national news broadcast. Is the board aware of how many people actually listen to the news broadcasts? I reckon on a good day it might be 10% of all amateurs. And how many of those are actually members of the WIA? So it's pointless using the news broadcasts as the only means of providing information to members. It appears that the vortex may have already been whirling around in Bayswater and merely given a name when it became convenient to blame the C-word for anything and everything. I'm Bob, VK6POP.
Hi, I'm Steve Kennedy, VK6SJ, President of Ham College. Unfortunately, our premises remain shut for around another month as it is in a scout hall, which are all shut by a state scout association decree, so we've not been able to start our courses yet. We've still been meeting regularly, in fact more often, and we're using the time to revamp lesson plans, teaching aids and our very popular manual. We're also looking at doing the foundation course by Zoom and also starting remote assessments. We currently have 4 Level 3 assessors available for remote exams and assessments, so if you've been studying and want to sit an exam, drop us a line at Ham College. You can find us on hamcollege.org.au. Next month we should have more info on the foundation course online, or earlier if it is ready. And we're also looking at running a bridging course for standard licence holders wishing to upgrade to advanced licence. We'd love to see a show of hands if anyone is interested in these courses.
Now, last week we gave the news that News West and the National WIA News are going out on the Channel 4 repeater in Perth. That's UHF-CB. And Arthur VK6HSV reports that all things going well, MTJ07, which is the Channel 7 repeater on UHF-CB in Mandurah, will now also be bringing News West and the WIA News to the UHF-CB world, starting this Sunday morning, that's today, at 9 a.m. and then a replay at 7 p.m. And again, Arthur gives a big thanks to Rob VK6LD for his technical assistance on the project. Now, someone was a bit concerned that the trolls will be giving the news broadcast a hard time on the UHF repeaters. Well, that's just not so, for the same reason that trolls don't get a look in when the news goes out on a VK6REP, because the input's blocked. So if you've got friends who are into CB but not yet into amateur radio, let them know that the news is now available on Channel 4 in Perth and Channel 7 in Mandurah. And thank you, Arthur, and your mob for bringing this facility to the public.
Hello, everyone. This is Chris, VK3QB, with news from the Radio Amateur Society of Australia. FIST's grant for expansion of the reverse beacon network in Australia. As reported last week, the CW Preservation Society, FIST's Down Under, are offering financial grants for clubs to expand the reverse beacon network here in Australia. This is a unique and constructive initiative to promote and support CW activity, and we congratulate FISTS for their vision. You can read more about it at their website, fdu.org.au, and learn more about the Reverse Beacon Network at reversebeacon.net. That's reversebeacon.net. RASA applied for and was awarded a FISTS grant to implement a Reverse Beacon Network node here in Victoria. We'll keep you updated on this exciting project in the weeks ahead. Now, if you're a CW op, don't forget the FISTS Activity Award running through until the 15th of June. There are bonus points for logging contacts with VI20SH or VI2020 Stay Home. Visit fdu.org.au for more information. The winner gets to choose between a nice wall plaque or a Bunnings gift voucher. Now for something new. RASA releases a regular podcast. RASA is pleased to announce the launch of a news podcast. There will be a new podcast each fortnight, and you'll be able to download it from our website, a dedicated Podbean website, and progressively via your preferred podcasting service. The podcast will cover topical local news as well as interesting feature articles. As always, we welcome your feedback and questions. Head to our website and follow the links on the right-hand side of the homepage. And our website is vkradioamateurs.org. Or you can search on the Apple Podcast or iTunes for VK Amateur Radio News. That's VK Amateur Radio News. Now on to some updates about the special event call signs, VI2020 Stay Home and VI20SH. Special event call signs are very active internationally, with over 30 countries activating over 50 of these stay home call signs. The Finnish Radio Society have established an awards program and are also promoting an activity weekend on the 6th and 7th of June. You'll hear loads of these call signs, so get on air and get them in your log. We've had interest from WIA members wishing to use VI2020 Stay Home and VI20SH. You must be a RASA member to use the call signs. Everyone is welcome to join. Just send us an email. The more operators using the call signs, the better. And now for some interesting updates on QRM Guru. Ian, VK3BUF, has been busy again in the QRM Guru lab. A couple of weeks ago, we got an email from a member whose station suffered a lightning strike. His balun was fried, literally. He wondered what impact, if any, the strike would have had on the ferrite core. Ian decided to put it to the test. Just how much abuse can a ferrite bear? He has created a video of his findings. Head to QRM Guru and search on How Tough Are Ferrites? Or click on the QRM videos link. And don't forget our VI2020 Stay Home QRM Guru Nets. The next one is on Thursday, the 28th of May on DMR Talk Group 5, Slot 1. For more detail, head to our website and search for NETS. And finally, a reminder about our free Welcome to Amateur Radio guidebook. It's been downloaded over 800 times. Grab your free copy and please pass the link on to any newcomers. Of course, as always, we welcome your feedback. Being an ebook, we can publish updates easily. Head to our website and follow the links. Well, that's all for this week. Stay healthy and catch you on air. This has been VI2020 Stay Home 73.
This is VK6 ARN.
I hear it said sometimes that News West is biased towards the Radio Amateur Society of Australia because we regularly include information items from them. I remind those who are unsure, or have forgotten, that WA Amateur Radio News wrote to both the Wireless Institute of Australia and the Radio Amateur Society of Australia, inviting them both to contribute regular items for inclusion in News West. The Wireless Institute declined the offer, and the Radio Amateur Society accepted, providing regular updates and promotion of their activities and initiatives. The invitation to the Wireless Institute still stands. However, as they have their own news program, it would be pointless repeating the same stuff. However, they do have the opportunity to contribute items of special interest to Western Australians. I have a good working relationship with Graham, VK4 Baker Baker, and we sometimes chat about what's to be included in our respective productions to avoid duplication, although duplication sometimes still happens. Now, for all you CW aficionados out there, the CQWPXCW contest is on next weekend. The details are on the website, cqwpx.com. Next week, News West will feature some items about amateur radio history, and we'll dig deep into our sparky past to find some interesting material. Now, if you've stumbled across something interesting, send it to us for inclusion. Send it as an email attachment to newswest at vk6.net, and we'll be doubly delighted if you actually record it yourself. Now, just giving you a nudge to remind you that I'm still looking for my replacement as the producer of News West. The pay is lousy and the hours are awful. Apart from that, it's a good job. Seriously, though, I've been at it for too long and I want to move on, and I'm determined to hand it over to a successor rather than leave it to an heir. Give me a shout, vk6pop at westnet.com.au, and we can talk about it. Now, I promised myself that I wouldn't use the C word in News West. I think I might have weakened a couple of times. However, COVID-19 has knocked us around a bit, hasn't it? Suddenly, club meetings weren't face-to-face and group activities ceased. I wonder what we've learned from all of this. Time will tell.
This is VK4 Tango Sierra with the VK Shires report for VK6 News. This weekend, it's only 2 weeks away before the new VK Shires, and I hope that you're able to get everything organised in time. Make sure you download VKCL. It certainly takes a lot of the headache out of the operating. One of the things that VKCL doesn't have is a voice keyer, and there's a few options, either, if you're lucky enough, a rig with a voice keyer, or there are some voice keyers online that you can use so that the CQs can keep on coming. All right, with that, I'll throw it back to the news desk. This is VK4TS.
Yeah, thanks for that, Trent. Now, folks, in WA, I don't want to sound like I'm nagging you, but I am. VK Shires is one of the nice Aussie contests. It's social and it's relaxed, and it's only 2 weeks away, as Trent said. And this contest can be a lot of fun. And it's especially good for newcomers to contesting because it's relaxed. Every local government area in Australia has been given a unique number, and when you make a contact, you use the number of the shire you're located in as part of the exchange. For instance, I'm in the city of Swan, and my exchange would be 59 Sugar Whiskey 6. If I were in Port Hedland Shire, it would be 59 Popper Hotel 6. All of the VK6 shire numbers end in a 6. All the Victorian ones end in 3, and so on. The Shire numbers are listed in a spreadsheet that you can download from the WIA website. As Trent said, the very best software that you can use for logging this contest is VK Contest Logger. Just do a Google search for VKCL, Victor Kilo, Charlie Lima, and you'll find it. This software is being amended as rules are changed to cater for the pandemic, so make sure you check for updates before every contest. VK Contest Logger is free, and it knows all the rules. It's fantastic. Now, for beginners, an important thing to remember with this contest is that it uses multipliers based on how many shires you work per band and per 4-hour block. It's well worth your time early on to work as many stations as you can on as many bands as you can from as widespread an area as you can. If you earn your multipliers early, your score will grow quickly. The logger will let you know every time you add a new multiplier. and it's great to work a station and then see your score jump by about 20. Although this is a 24-hour contest, you don't have to do a 24-hour slog unless you really want to. There's also an 8-hour section where you can nominate 2 4-hour blocks as your entry. Full details are available at the WIA website in the members section.
Newswest, VK6ARN, across Western Australia.
G'day, listeners. Roy, VK6XV, with this week's helpline for the 24th of May. And today, I only have a short line-up for you. Have one from Bob, VK6KRC. He's looking for a connector, a 10-pin Canon plug, or a 10-pin Amphenol plug, if you can help him with that. 10-pin Canon or 10-pin Amphenol. If you think you have one in your junk box and would like to help Bob out, please contact him. It's Bob, VK6KRC. His phone number is 089-2777-029. That's 089-2777-029. Or you can contact Bob on air. He's there most days somewhere or other. I'm not scared. Please contact Bob, VK6KRC, if you can help me with that Canon plug or Amphenol plug. We did have some free magazines from Chick Wadley, The Big Camera in Meckering, the shaky city of Meckering. If you would like those magazines, give him a call. 089625-1335. That's 089625-1335. 1335, or the email address is cameras@westnet.com.au. Chick is the custodian owner of the Big Camera in the main street of Meckering. Call in there and say g'day. The email address is charlie-alpha-mike-echo-romeo-alpha-sierra@westnet.com.au. That's all for me. If you have anything for next week, please contact me by email victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. The only address for me. Please contact me if you would like anything for next week's broadcast. Cheers for now. 7-3 from Roy VK6XV.
News West is produced and presented by WA Amateur Radio News. Opinions expressed in this news may not reflect those of the news team or the broadcaster and are shared in the open spirit of amateur radio.
Well, that's your lot this week. Thanks for listening. This week we welcome Jeff, VK6FJLM, to the studio team. Mike's still in the vortex somewhere, and Dan's employer thought it was right to keep him busy this week. I'm Bob, VK6POP, the News West producer. Thanks also to other contributors and to the broadcasters and callback collectors. Everyone does their bit. Stay safe, folks. It's not proven, but immersing yourself in an RF-rich environment is bound to ward off the nasties, so keep the corona where it belongs, just above your antenna. So you know what that means. Keep busy and get on air and make some noise.